Global Peace with Gita Wisdom. In this presentation, we shall explore the potential of Bhagavad Gita wisdom in fostering peace and harmony among individuals from various religious backgrounds. Before delving into the correlation between Gita wisdom and global peace, it is essential to understand the contemporary factors contributing to the disturbance of communal harmony within societies. The landscape of information and communication technology has undergone swift transformations in recent years, primarily due to the advent of social media. In this digital era, it is disconcerting to observe that many media outlets prioritize their subjective viewpoints over objective facts when reporting and disseminating news. This concerning trend poses a significant challenge to social cohesion and national unity. The current concern lies in the media's capacity to amplify conflicts and act as a tool of warfare. Social media has permeated every aspect of our lives, making it impossible to avoid. It has swiftly infiltrated politics, the workplace, and personal relationships. Social media has become an inseparable part of our existence, but unfortunately, it is also being exploited by certain fringe groups to disrupt communal harmony and further their own selfish agendas. By strategically spreading false information, social media is becoming a catalyst for division among people. It has emerged as a fundamental element for existence, capable of both empowering and undermining communities. Consequently, it significantly influences our daily social and psychological interactions. Regrettably, in numerous democratic countries, social media behemoths and governments appear to be ignoring the need to establish appropriate boundaries for freedom of speech and expression. Furthermore, the absence of effective and sufficient measures to verify the authenticity of false information is a matter of concern. The rapid dissemination of such misinformation is fueling divisions among individuals, leading to conflicts based on religious beliefs, political affiliations, racial differences, regional disparities, caste systems, nationalities, languages, and more. Consequently, this widespread animosity is impeding the effectiveness of governments, diverting their attention away from crucial matters of productivity and governance. Now, let us explore the potential for nations to consist of individuals with the same belief system or religious faiths. In the past, nations predominantly had citizens who shared a common belief system or religious faith until the 3rd century. However, starting from the 4th century, people began to relocate in search of better opportunities or due to their king's conquest of new territories. As a result, there was a significant migration accompanied by the dissemination of the ruler's personal religious beliefs to the citizens through force and deception. Consequently, this gradual process has led to nations comprising people of diverse ethnicities and religions. In light of the situations mentioned above and the ongoing global trend of the world becoming more interconnected, it is unfeasible for democratic nations to enforce religious limitations or demand their citizens to adhere to a specific religion or ethnicity. Throughout history, there has never been evidence to support the notion that peace is contingent upon uniformity in religious beliefs or ethnic backgrounds. Therefore, it is crucial to acknowledge that peace relies solely on effective governance and the wisdom of the populace rather than a homogeneous citizenry. If we can instill wisdom and righteousness in the people, they will naturally discern which issues are worth fighting for and which are not. They will be able to choose their leaders wisely and avoid those who are unfit. This discernment and judgment will serve as a reminder to governments, prompting them to prioritize the greater good. Nowadays, the state of citizenship has deteriorated to such an extent that it seems highly unlikely for any political party that pledges good governance to gain power. Consequently, even the current ruling parties cannot prioritize implementing positive changes, even if they genuinely desire to do so. When citizens stop thinking logically, trivial matters gain significance, while crucial matters lose their importance, creating a perplexing situation for elected governments to fulfill their moral obligations efficiently. Therefore, in the present era, it has become an immense task for democracies to enlighten the general public and foster a citizenry focused on progress and development. How can we save our democracies? To safeguard our democracies, it is imperative to eliminate the detrimental influence of religious or sectarian extremism from our citizens and foster a sense of Dharmic values within them. How do we squeeze out sectarian toxicity among people? Possibility 1. The government's unwavering vigilance on sectarian matters makes this achievable. However, implementing it is a challenging task that may not be sustainable in the long term, as it can result in anarchy or even civil war if not handled astutely by the authorities. Possibility 2. The most effective approach involves enlightening individuals about the spiritual path and helping them discover their true identities. By doing so, they will come to comprehend that religion is an evil and dangerous creation throughout human history. Consequently, they will wisely dismiss it as a harmful influence, relying on rational thinking. So, our proposal includes creating a global university that will propagate the principles of karma and dharma on a global scale. Upon establishing this university, it will accredit 10,000 proficient professors in karma yoga and establish an equal number of self-sustaining satsangs in all 195 countries. This comprehensive approach is of utmost importance in guaranteeing the safety and security of the entire world. Without it, there is an imminent danger that every region across the globe, similar to Palestine, Pakistan, Bangladesh, West Bengal, Kerala, and Kashmir, will become vulnerable to instability and conflict. Let us look over the key insights gained from studying the Bhagavad Gita. The Gita guides individuals to gain a deeper understanding of their true selves and the reason for their existence on this earthly plane. It instills a sense of righteousness and encourages individuals to actively uphold and defend it, much like the valiant Baluchs, Yazidis, and Kurds. Like the Tibetans, they refuse to remain passive observers when confronted with hostility. Upon listening to the Gita once, even people of other faiths feel like listening to it repeatedly. They will make friends only with good people, even if they are found to be less powerful, and will avoid bad friends even if they are more powerful. Slowly, like Lord Rama, with the help of all good people, firmly ever stuck to Dharma, faith in themselves and faith in the highest cosmic power, they will march toward success. They can even attain liberation if desired, provided they have no karmic debt to experience. With Gita, one will learn to keep aside one's weak areas and move forward with a complete focus on one's strong areas. Gita's profound insights offer solace and prevent feelings of isolation and despair as individuals develop the ability to perceive the essence of all living creatures within themselves. By recognizing their connection to every being, individuals become conscious of their boundless potential and realize that the material world is merely a transient illusion shaped by their desires and actions. Upon comprehending the profound voyage of souls and embracing one's genuine essence, individuals will cease engaging in disputes concerning the name and form of God. They will realize that only their karma and dharma decide their lives, and it's never a personal discretion or favor of God. In Shloka 7.21 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna addresses the critical and sensitive matter of selecting a deity to pray to. He states that regardless of the celestial form, a devotee chooses to worship with unwavering faith, he will strengthen that devotee's belief in that particular form. Therefore, the Gita empowers individuals to freely choose any form of God, or even embrace the concept of formlessness. This inclusive nature of the Gita makes it suitable for people of all faiths, as it does not undermine their existing beliefs, but encourages them to lead righteous lives. However, it is disheartening to observe that this profound knowledge of the self is currently being perceived through a mean religious perspective. We must break free from this misconception and demonstrate the inherent universality of our true identities to the world. Once people understand their source and the purpose of taking birth, there's no question of hating one another or getting depressed in life for petty reasons. They will have purity in thoughts, words, and actions, and will do only dharmic deeds. They understand that God is not a name or form to argue with each other, but an ultimate supreme energy that embeds all of us within it and makes us experience whatever we wish and deserve with its supreme Maya. So, we believe that only with Gita wisdom can we make this world a better place to live. Hence the project of constructing the world's first Gita University. Our mission is to teach the profound way of doing karma, which Lord Krishna calls karma yoga, to over 50% of the world's population by the year 2050. If you concur with what we have presented in this video, please participate in this mission in whatever manner possible. You have seen this presentation as a part of the divine plan and blessing. We hope you will perceive this as a heartbeat of every one of us, and a much-needed project to save mankind from all sorts of sectarian toxicity. For more details, please visit our website, gitauniversity.in, or give us a missed call on 9128-444-555. Let us close this presentation by learning the whole essence of karma yoga. Support this project and take the authority on the fruits of your action and get a better life ahead. Or renounce your authority and pass it on to God, turning down your karmic debt to ashes and getting liberated. Either way, the decision is yours. May God bless you, and may God bless the world with Gita wisdom.